interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Hi, 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 friends. Oh, my goodness. Can you believe it? We're like halfway through the month of March. Yeah. 2024 peak season here in the Treasure Coast is chugging along. And I'm thrilled to be able to have in the studio a dear friend, as well as a lady who really is in the know when it comes to our area's senior population. And before I introduce her, I want to give a quick shout out to True Colors Salon and Spa. They are located off of Old Dixie in Vero, yet they are the largest salon in the Treasure Coast. Several thousand square feet. So depending on what your comfort level is, you can have your own space if need be. But they have talented stylists of all sorts of backgrounds that can specialize in any hair type, any budget, and they do more than just hair. There's skincare, there's massage, there's nails, not to mention a really impressive selection of products and other locally sourced goods, so you can do a little browsing and shopping while you process. Isn't that delightful? With a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So as we prepare for big Easter events and what have you, True Colors Salon can have you looking your very best evening, weekend hours. I love True Colors, and you will also. So in the studio, Dawn Redstone. She's the executive director of the Senior Collaborative. And though it is a newer organization, it has a big presence with an annual expo that is growing and bringing in many, many hundreds of folks that want and need the information that is provided on site that day by vendors and speakers alike. So, Dawn, welcome to the broadcast. It's your first time here particular hat.
That is absolutely true.
Yes.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, this upcoming Thursday, the 21st, is your annual Senior Expo.
Yes.
And a couple years back, you said, listen, we're outgrowing where we are off of Oslo. We're going to need even more space and provide a little indoor-outdoor experience for our guests.
So we started doing the expo by ourselves essentially last year. Before that, the year before that, we UAW partnered with us because they had been running the Senior Expo for a number of years prior.
Yes.
And they wanted to change their focus. And so we ran it with them at the IG Center 2 years ago. And then this last year we had it at the Expo Center at the fairgrounds because we wanted something more centrally located for this county.
Yes.
We wanted Sebastian and Wabasso to be able to get there and Vero to be able to get there. So this was, and it's a much larger space, which affords the ability to have a lot more vendors and a lot more services available.
Yes. And it really does help that everyone's at a different comfort level as for proximity and what have you, but there is no shortage of parking to be had out there.
That's absolutely true. And actually, we're going to have a shuttle bus again this year for those who have difficulties getting from their car to the center itself. Community coach is going to help, as they did last year, and help transport people from the parking lot if they need that a little extra
assistance. Yeah. All right. So let's talk a little bit about the day of the expo. What's the time frame?
Doors open at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. and close at 2.
Okay.
And we will have indoors and outdoors. We have 67 total booths or so forth inside the Expo Center. Plus, we will have two stages for educational presentations by some of our premier sponsors. and or, I'm sorry, some of our platinum sponsors, excuse me, heaven forbid. Our premier sponsor this year, is Cleveland Clinic Indian River Hospital. We're very happy to have them on board with us.
They've
been a great support. Outside, under the 2,200 square foot expo pavilion, there will be also more tables out there, as well as several buses and different types of services. Once again, the Alzheimer's Parkinson's Association will have their dementia tour outside. Treasure Coast Community Health will be providing inoculations. I think they're doing COVID shots and possibly flu shots, but I'm not sure about the flu shots.
Okay.
And other sorts of screenings in their brand new bus. V&A will actually have a nurse practitioner there doing sick visits. If somebody has the sniffles and they would want to see someone, they'll be out there as well.
Wow, very convenient.
Lots of other health screenings, both inside and out.
Okay.
Balance, blood pressures, glucose,
some vision screenings.
Yes. New Vision Eye Center was there last year and the year before, and I believe the year before that. Mm-hmm. And they provide some eye vision screenings.
Oh, wow.
As well.
So there's a lot.
There is a lot.
And there will be some food and drink options also, right?
I believe we have four food trucks.
Awesome.
One of them is Treasure Coast Girls Coalition, which is a not-for-profit, really awesome organization.
Shonda does great
work
with those teens.
She does amazing work.
Yeah.
And then also The Source will have their Dignity, food truck there as well as Off the Hook and Dolly's Kitchen. Or two other food trucks.
Very nice.
So it'll be quite a variety for everyone to enjoy.
So you can come in the morning, though, and plan to stay through lunch, get a chance to mm-hmm. hear all of the different speaking sections that mm-hmm. are going to arise, and not feel rushed, because everything's going to be there, and you're going to be able to take your time, soak it all in. I mean, nearly 70-something vendors.
Actually, more than that. 90
wow.
vendors. Last year, we had 71 vendors. Now we're closing in on 90.
Wow. Yeah, so you really want to be able to engage, mm-hmm. process, and not feel like you have to just exit right on out.
See, we have vendors everywhere from elder care attorneys, several of those, to home health agencies, to assisted living communities, to skilled nursing facilities, hospitals, rehabs, insurance professionals, referral agencies. What am I missing? Medicare
senior
agencies.
Certified movers.
Senior certified movers. doTERRA oils. There's a wonderful new one for us, which is a travel agent.
Ah.
And I believe they have a raffle going with a pretty significant prize, which I really significantly would love.
anyway. Like, do I meet all the qualifications? That's my question. So this is really exciting. And once the expo is done, the work of the Senior Collaborative isn't done.
It's never done.
Tell us a little bit more about the organization as a whole.
So the organization was developed a little over 5 years ago with the thought process of my predecessor, Randy Riley. And he got together with a number of other CEOs and members of other 501c3 not-for-profits, such as United Way, Senior Resource Association, Treasure Coast Community Health, and quite a number of a mental health collaborative, many, many more, and basically pull the group together as a true collaborative. We work very closely with all of those agencies and so many more, United Against Poverty, Habitat, you name it. And it was basically because what he found and what everybody found was that although we have a great large population of seniors in our community,
yes,
when their loved ones or themselves are looking for senior services, there was no outlet to find them. There was not a database. There was not someone to call that had all that information. Mm. Senior Resource Association does a fabulous job, and they've grown by leaps and bounds over the years. But they don't do it all. They can't do it all.
Yeah.
So he pulled this group together for us to truly be a collaborative. So we started a navigation system back those years ago. In that navigation system, we have a website which is seniorservicesirc.org, which anyone can go to, and you can list all our members and see the movers and the ALFs and find out about the home health agencies and the rehabs and the attorneys and insurance products and you name it, things that seniors need to know about.
Yes.
They can access that online, but you can also call our office and we will help refer you to any of these places that might be able to help your loved one or help you yourself. So that was the beginning of the collaborative, and that's what we've been doing for a number of years. We started, as I said, we got together with AAUW and have now are doing the Senior Expo. We have one other program that we've just recently started, and it's called UPSLIDE. UPSLIDE means it's an acronym.
I love a good acronym,
it's
Dawn.
An acronym, but it's a hard one to remember. It's utilizing and supporting senior social engagement for isolation, loneliness, and depression in the elderly.
Yeah.
And it basically brings a group together as a friends connection group, because during COVID, we told everybody to stay home.
Yeah, we did.
They did. Many of them did.
A number of our seniors were affected by that. The fact that
Absolutely.
They weren't able to have that social engagement
yep.
made them feel very recluse. And I know that even within my own family, I've seen where it's hard yep. for them to come out of that.
And so their families weren't traveling.
Yeah.
So they were lucky to, you know, see their loved ones. Their neighbors may have moved on. Or moved altogether, may have gone into assisted living, may have moved to be closer to family, or may have changed
yeah.
in their mm-hmm. lives. So they became more and more isolated and more depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Medicare did a study some while ago that said that isolation and loneliness and depression in seniors is costing them an additional $6.7 billion annually.
Because they're just kind of dwelling on...
they're not taking care of their health care. I mean, mm-hmm. if you are an adult child, you call your mom and say, how is it? How are you doing? I'm fine. But your definition of fine and my definition of fine may not be so great.
Valid.
So, you know, they may not be taking care of their health. They may not be following up with their physicians. They may not be eating appropriately. They may not be engaging with others. They're, you know, once... like to be very, very social, but those social circles aren't there anymore,
mm-hmm.
or they've diminished, or they're, I mean, I see that with my own family, that my mother's friends, they're, you know, there's a lot of funerals.
Yeah.
Over the years, mm-hmm. and, or they've moved into different situations, and they're just not as accessible. So these folks, I mean, if they had a substance abuse problem, maybe in their youth, that may or may not come back.
Mm-hmm.
AARP did another study. Dr. Yeah, who is a world-renowned, you know, expert in this kind of thing, said that it's like smoking a half a pack of cigarettes per day.
Really?
It impacts their health, their psyche, the whole thing. So we bring this group together to enjoy others, to get to know people, become friends. Maybe have shared interests, maybe have shared histories. It's facilitated by a mental health professional.
Ideal.
And actually we are contracting with and we are partnering with TCCH to do this, with Treasure Coast Community Health to do this, as well as Mental Health Collaborative. Senior Resource Association helps us with transportation. And in some incidences, they also, in certain locations, they may have a congregate meal. So we may be able to get them Meals on Wheels if they qualify.
Oh, wow.
And so we just kind of bring them back into society, get them back out of their houses. We do a pretest and a post-test to see if it's impacting their and changing their lives.
Exciting. And it meets weekly.
It meets weekly. You have
different
to register
locations.
For it.
Yeah.
We have one location on board now. It's just newly started.
Mm.
And we have another one that's going to start in the next month or so.
Okay.
And we're looking for other locations throughout the county. We're not, this program has started in Tallahassee about 6 years ago, but they have a huge senior center. And all their classes and things are, all their things are done there. We don't have that luxury, and our communities are kind of spread out. So we don't have I mean, Fellsmere is quite far from South County.
This is very true. You can't make it in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I can't make it. Shoot, yeah. At this point, you can't make it in 40.
I know. The traffic is a real uptick. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go on just a quick commercial break. I am chatting with Dawn Redstone. She's the executive director of the Senior Collaborative for Indian River County. They have their annual Senior Expo next Thursday, the 21st, 9 to 2. We're chatting about their new program, Upslide. And before we go on break, just a quick shout out to Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. You know, we're talking about these seniors and them being homebound. Of course, for anyone, you want to love where you live and be comfortable, and Caliber can help you with that. Whether you're upsizing, downsizing, they have a variety of loan options, whether you're a veteran, first-time home buyer, an experienced buyer. And Caliber is locally headquartered, local appraisers. Caliber strong, great team, and we're proud that they're part of our broadcast for multiple years in a row. We're grateful for them. So there's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Step into the heart of New York City's secrets at the Yankee Tavern, where every drink holds a story and every patron has a tale to tell. From the depths of conspiracy to the heights of comedy, experience a thriller like no other. Uncover the secrets lurking in the shadows of the Yankee Tavern. Yankee Tavern opens on the Waxlack stage at the beautiful Riverside Theater in Vero Beach on March 19th. But you don't have to wait. Get your best tickets now at the box office or riversidetheater.com.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats and chairs in all the latest styles and colors from Tommy Bahama, Lexington, Hooker, Riverside, Universal, Four Seasons, Braxton Color, and Capri. We're the outdoor furniture experts and have hundreds of styles of any patio furniture you need, including a gallery of Berlin Gardens and Bollywood. We specialize in fire pits, outdoor rugs, umbrellas, and replacement cushions. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza, Vero Beach. Family owned and operated since 1991. Don't forget to visit our outlet store directly across the street, filled with lots of name brand closeouts and sale items. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Have a sunshine day. Sunshine.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16 ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over two decades, two letters, one simple name, Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3285. Easy Brew.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Vibes. Tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day, the luck of the Irish, and I feel pretty lucky to be chatting with my friend Don Redstone here in the studio today, the executive director of the Senior Collaborative, with lots of good things in place to help the seniors, the elderly, throughout our Indian River County. Before we delve back into what you can expect at the Expo and the exciting things that are up ahead with the new program they're launching, a shout out to Foxy Nails, two locations. One in the Fresh Market Plaza here in Vero, opens 7 days a week. Walk-ins welcome. You bring the design, they will emulate it. It's incredible what artisans they are. Additionally, the Seaway Drive in Fort Pierce is their second location. And just keep in mind that there's always gift certificates you can purchase, no matter the holiday or birthday. It's always a great present for one to receive. And kids are welcome. They have special chairs for the kids. How fun is that? Thank you to Foxy Nails. And of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. It's always a free estimate. Locally headquartered, however, we can help bring you into and out of Florida as an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. It's a free estimate, and we are proud of the work we do. We're proud to support this community, and we will be out at the Expo. Since I was first introduced to it, I have been there every year. Mm-hmm.
Yes, she has.
We love it. We love it. Because it really is so much information all under one roof. And for these various senior-focused businesses to know about the other businesses, to be able to create some rapport and be able to refer with confidence, or to direct them to the Senior Collaborative site, to be in the know, just makes all of us that much more valuable to our customers and be an ongoing resource for them and their families.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's so important. So Upslide, I'm really excited about this. Again, Upslide is an acronym for utilizing and promoting social engagement for loneliness, isolation, and depression in the elderly. And the program will include free registration, transportation if needed, weekly meetups, peer groups, social engagement, talk therapy, and it's run by a mental health provider.
It's facilitated by a licensed clinical social worker at this time, but also it could be a licensed mental health technician as well. So she's not doing therapy per se there. If the individuals require it or would like it, the hookup can happen. I mean, we can do the referral, or they can make that connection happen. One of the things that our predecessors, the ones that started it in Tallahassee, they learned a great deal. And so they have gifted us their entire program, all their activities, all their everything.
Oh, what's an example of one of the activities, Don?
So one of the things that I'm looking forward to, it hasn't happened yet, but and actually I have to talk to LaPorte Farms about it.
Ooh.
But one of the things they do in Tallahassee, and the favorite thing that they do at in the Tallahassee groups, is to visit the goat farm and play with baby goats.
Yes.
I particularly want to go to that.
Animal therapy is very, very constructive.
So we are hoping to also be able to go to LaPorte Farms, because it's just, you know, it's just down the road a piece, and it's a wonderful location.
Laura has such a giving heart.
She is.
I love it.
So we want to do that, but there's a lot of different activities. There are, you know, field trips, probably go to ELC, different things, just to kind of get these folks talking and engaging and enjoying life and seeing life.
Yeah, trying, touching.
Yeah.
And then that spurs conversation, inevitably.
Absolutely.
And again, we have just about a minute left. We have the Expo, 90-plus vendors. Oh, my
90-ish.
Goodness.
Working on 90 at this point.
Multiple food trucks, so you can stay through lunch.
Correct.
Educational seminars happening, what is it, like every
So there'll
hour?
Be a, every, the educational seminars will be 30 minutes long, no, 20 minutes long each. I'll give you a couple of examples of what they are real quickly. VA, a discussion on VA benefits, a discussion on bariatric surgery by a physician, on fall risk, on making your house safe for someone that may have be a fall risk.
And all the lineup physicians. And more is going to be available at seniorservicesirc.org. It's free. Come join us Thursday, 9 to 2. Anna Valencia-Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Until next week. Cheers, friends.